track called Gleaming Madness from Darkestra. So brand new music there from Asia. And Darkestra, yeah, some folkloric influences, but otherwise some dark metal. And as it has begun the second hour of this here program, we are traveling somewhere, and this week that somewhere is Croatia. So just after a few words from our friends, the journey will begin. Get your passports ready. Get your trumpets out. We're going to the Balkans.
Ich bin Arndt Peltner von Radio Goethe. Ihr hört Mike mit Noise of Carpet right here on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Hello, this is Arndt Peltner, host of Radio Goethe. You're listening to Mike and his Noise of Carpet, celebrating the indie noises of the 90s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
See, I'm big guns, there's the clear, go, there's the smirty, there's the smirty.
Begun our Croatian extravaganza. Yes, an hour of Croatian music coming up, and that was the beginning. That was a group called Kudno Rede, and they are based in Zagreb, the big city. A lot of these bands are from Zagreb, but you'll hear other ones from other coastal cities. And yeah, Croatia, a country of only 4 million people, formerly part of Yugoslavia until the 90s and the very violent breakup of the Balkan states. But yes, Croatia, beautiful place for music, a lot of deep roots, and yeah, there's a lot of influence of Mediterranean and Central European, some music from a little further east, Slavic music as well. So yeah, you're going to hear a whole bunch of stuff in this hour. And then I wanted to start with a punk rock group, because Balkan punk is such a force, and especially Croatian bands. And that was a brand new piece of music. Usually I start with something old, but yeah, I wanted to show that punk is still alive and well ever since the glory days of the 80s. And yeah, that was a piece of music called Dane Moras Kudno Rede and I'm sorry about my pronunciation, but the album's called Dno Je Sve Urede, and that just came out April 18th, so some brand spanking new music out of Zagreb. And next you will hear something classic, yes, and speaking of classic, my grandfather was from Croatia, although kind of confusing, it was Yugoslavia back then, and he's Serbian, actually he's apparently a Serbian national, but he grew up in Croatia. On the other sides, but it was all one country, so it's hard to say what is what. And yeah, he passed before I was born, so I don't really have any connection to my Croatian, Serbian, Yugoslavian heritage. But my mom is heading there next week to see if she can find any relatives there and kind of retrace her ancestral steps. So good luck to my mom. Sure she'll have an amazing time. My mom's name's Vera, and so is this next artist you will hear. And she is one of the classics of a style of music called tamburica, a folk music from around a city called Osijek. And yeah, she's one of the greats. 70s style music here. Vera Svoboda with Veza Vesla Rvatica Mlada.
Sure. večno sunce sja, a moje Makedonija, narod i zemlja koju volim ja. Vardar grli polja zelog žita, ponosna i gorda kao gorska ptica. Pjesmom je svojom zemlja da očarala srca sva i vino sa izvora njenih sad pijem ja. Smrtako srce što vjekovima bije, tuđica nikad ona bila nije. Zastava njena nek se vječno vije. Kad si sam, kad je sve, tužno ti se sjeti nje. Makedonija ti pruža ljubav i sve. Kad si sam, kad je sve, dužno ti se sjeti nje. Makedonija ti pruža ljubav i sve. Kad si sam, kad je sve, dužno ti se sjeti nje. Makedonija ti pruža.
Of Croatia right now, and you just heard progressive rock band Time, yes, from 1974, a track called Makedonija. I imagine it is about Macedonia rather than Croatia. Yes, 1974, Prague rock was big back there. And before that you heard Darko Rundek, much more recent piece of music, the track called Apocalypso. And yeah, you hear some gypsy Latin influence in the percussion of that one, definitely. Darko is the former frontman of a new wave band called House Door from the 1980s. And that, in some places, says that was the high watermark of Croatian rock music, was this new wave music that produced a lot of bands that were popular throughout the former Yugoslavia. But Darko, later during the war, fled to Paris, and I think he's been outside of Croatia since then. Yes, and before that, you heard a lovely piece of music styled called tamburica, folk music, with the tambura, the small lute-like instrument, also a stringed style of music, folk music, and the artist Vera Svoboda, the track Vezak Vezla Hrvatika Mlada. And yeah, I mentioned my mom, also named Vera, is going to Croatia, where her father was from for the first time. I said that he's Serbian, but he lived in Croatia, and it's kind of confusing. However, they are different ethnic groups, Serbian and Croatian, and both of them have a very, very long history of being side by side, but also being taken over by other empires. And Croatia, the Kingdom of Croatia, actually was a part of... Well, it was an independent state, but then it was part of the Ottoman Empire for hundreds and hundreds of years, up until World War I, where the Ottoman Empire fell, and then a lot of the Balkan states came together. But there's different ethnic groups there, so that created tension over time, and so now all these different ethnic groups have their own nations. I mean, more or less, still not 100% clear cut, but yeah. There's a shared language there, though, because the people have been side by side for so long. Serbo-Croatian is the name of the language, and maybe in Croatia they call it Croatian, in Serbia they call it Serbian, but it is a mutually intelligible language throughout a lot of the Balkan states in that region. So there's a little clarification. And what are we going to hear next? Next we're going to hear a group with an unfortunate name that plays surf music. These guys have been around since the late 80s. You will hear the Bambi Molesters just after this.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Thank you. zlatom. Ako hladi droge, jedine su platnje koje život znače. U ušima pusketa, digitalno more. Mirela, ne čuješ ti to?
Legendary Croatian punk band Lit 3, L-E-T, and the number 3. They got a brand new record called Angela Merkel Sere, and I don't know what that means. I imagine they're only saying nice things about the German chancellor. And that track from the new LP is called Zlato. So, yes, they've been going for nearly three decades.